Now it's time to meet our Big Brother, Big Sister of the Month. This segment is created in partnership with Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh and is made possible with support from Supercuts, a family-friendly salon featuring cutting, styling, and coloring for men, women, and children on a walk-in or call-ahead basis at 30 area locations, 7 days a week, all day long. More information is available at 1-800-SUPERCUTS and supercuts.com. And today we have Elasia here with us, and her big sister is Amy Nguyen. I hope I pronounced that right. Hello to you both. How are you today?
Good.
Hi, good.
Hi. Elasia, how old are you?
11.
And where do you live? What community?
Avalon.
Where?
Avalon.
We live Avalon? That's where we live. Ricky and I live in Avalon. We live on Malvern is the name of the street we live on. You don't need to tell me the name of the street you live on. What school do you go to?
Avalon Elementary.
Okay, well, that's right at the end of our street, right? Right at Chestnut in California. It's always fun to meet somebody. Maybe I've seen you on the avenue before. What do you like to do?
I like to play sports.
And what are some of your favorite sports?
I like softball, basketball.
If you had to choose between those two, which do you think you would rather play? Which is more fun?
Softball.
And do you like to hit or do you like fielding? Do you have a, you know, which, what do you like when
I like,
you play?
Batting.
And if you're a pretty good hitter?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet you. And Amy, tell me about yourself. Where are you from?
I am from Westview. So just up over the hill from Elasia.
Yeah, how nice. You're not too far away.
No, not at all.
And what's your life like? Are you working? Or
I'm actually a graduate student at the University of Pittsburgh Department of Biological Sciences. And I also play softball. So Elasia and I have that in common.
That's good. What else do you have in common, do you think? Elasia, what do you think you have in common with Amy? What are some things that you both like? Make sure you tell me in the microphone, too, so I can hear you.
Sports.
Sports, like watching sports, too?
Yeah, playing sports.
Cool. And do you play basketball, too, Amy?
No, I don't play basketball, but I've watched Elasia play. She's better than me.
Are there other things you like to do together?
We like to hike.
Oh, where do you go?
It's we went to a park in Sewickley. Oh. We take the dog over there and go hiking. So.
Well, that's nice. What other kinds of things do you like to do together, Elasia? Can you tell me about some of the things you've done?
We've baked cookies. We've done movie nights. We've went to Fun for All. Swimming.
Now, when you do a movie night, how do you pick what you're going to watch?
We usually go on demand.
Okay, and what kind of movies do you like?
Action movies, drama movies.
Do you have any favorites that you saw recently?
Mm-mm.
No? And what about you, Amy? Do you have the same taste in movies, or are yours different?
Yeah, we pretty much like the same movies,
well,
so it was pretty easy for us to pick movies to watch.
Now, how long have you guys been together?
We were matched in February of last year, so.
So it's been a little over a year.
A little less than a year.
Or a little less than right. February of last mm-hmm. year, that's right. And
February of 2008. Yeah, sorry.
Okay, so it's just a little under a year. Elasia, is Amy your first big sister?
Yeah.
And do you remember when you first met?
Mm.
What was that like?
Fun.
What did you do?
We went in a room and we talked about what we were going to do and stuff.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Were you nervous?
Yeah.
What made you nervous? Do you remember?
What, like, we were going to have in common and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I think it's tough to meet new people sometimes. Were you nervous too, Amy?
Yes. Yeah, I was definitely nervous.
Elasia's your first little
yes.
sister.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And I'm sure it all worked. Obviously,
yes,
it all worked
yeah.
out.
It was a great match.
What made you interested in becoming a big sister?
I really like children, and I like to have children involved in my life, and I just wanted to have fun and have a friend to have fun with and do fun stuff that I used to do when I was a kid, so we have a lot of fun.
Do you have other brothers and sisters?
I have a little brother. He's 21 years old, so.
Okay, and you can't exactly, he probably doesn't want to play softball with you.
No, yeah, he's not so interested in things like that anymore.
Elasia, who else is in your family?
I have a sister, a stepsister, and a stepbrother.
And it's nice to have somebody special, it sounds like, who can pretty much be your own. Do you two talk a lot during the week?
Yeah.
How do you communicate?
Phone.
And what do you talk about?
What we're going to plan.
Well, that's nice. It's got to be exciting to be able to do that. Tell me how school's going. Are there things you're doing now that you especially like, subjects that you like?
Yeah, I like reading and spelling and science.
Excellent. What are you doing in science? You're in sixth now, right?
Yeah.
But what are you doing in science?
Well, we just got done with Pellagra, and now we're moving on talking about how headaches feel and stuff.
Really? Do you know how headaches get better?
Medicine?
Yeah. I mean, I never learned about any of those things. And what's neat, because Amy knows biology, she probably understands those subjects really well. Mm-hmm. Now, what was the first one you mentioned, Pellagra?
Yeah.
And what's that?
It's a disease that you get on your body.
I've never heard of that. Ricky probably knows what that is because she's a nurse. And you probably knows. It sounds like you're doing a lot of biology. Do you like that kind of stuff?
Yeah, a little bit.
I always had trouble with biology. What about math? What's going on in math now?
We just got done with our decimals, and we're going to be learning a new lesson this Monday.
Excellent. It sounds like you like school.
Yeah.
I thought so. Have you thought at all about a career, what you might want to be? It's kind of early.
I want to be a veterinarian.
Wow. You know that, huh? Do you have any animals in your life now?
Yeah, I have two cats.
What are their names?
Mimi and Pookie.
One of our cats is Mimsy, and we have two cats, too. The other one is Gracie. I'm curious, do they get along?
Yeah.
Our cats fight sometimes. We can't figure it out. Sometimes they're best friends, and sometimes they really go at it. I think sometimes they're just play fighting, though.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell. Do you end up taking care of them?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. It's neat to think of being a veterinarian. What kind of animals would you want to see as a vet?
Dogs, cats.
No, how about horses? Or?
Yeah.
Nice. Very good. Amy, what else can you tell me about what it's been like to be with Alaysia for all these months now? Are there things that really have surprised you about your relationship?
We've definitely grown a lot in our friendship and had a lot of fun. We're very goofy together, silly together. So very proud of Alaysia, and she's one of the most well-mannered and very respectful people that I've ever met, adults or children. So,
well, in a minute, I'm going to ask you a little bit. I'm just curious if you might be able to just say a few things about the difference it's made. Maybe think back about what it was like in January and what it's like now and just how that's changed. Before I do that, I just wanted to say hello to Cheryl, who's here. Good morning.
Good morning.
And how can folks get involved that might be interested? I know there's always a need for bigs.
There's definitely always a need for volunteers to come in to be either a big brother or a big sister, as well as, you know, we can always take inquiries from parents who are interested in getting their children a big or a big sister or a big brother. They can contact us at 412-363-6100 or check out our website at www.bbbspgh.org.
And Cheryl Jones coordinates matches. You do so much. Roughly how many couples or triples, I know sometimes parents are big siblings, about how many relationships are under Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh's purview right now?
Okay, well, right now we serve the Allegheny County, Greene County, and Washington County. So we have in our community-based program, which is what Alaysia and Amy are involved in, about 400 matches.
Wow.
And we also have a site-based program, which is in the schools, which is rapidly growing, and we're in the 200s in those, so we're really growing.
Oh, that's great. So you'll be in good company if you consider getting involved. I'm sure there are children waiting for you to be a big brother or big sister. Alaysia, have you thought about the differences, what it was like back then and what it's like now? People might be wondering what it's like, and maybe you can help them understand.
Yeah, it was a little scary at first because we didn't know each other well. Well, now it's better because we know each other a lot and it's easy to communicate.
It's nice to have somebody that you can trust, too, and that you can just easily talk to. That's a good thing to point out. What about for you, Amy?
It definitely gives you something to look forward to. It's a lot of fun and gives you a lot of fun and something to look forward to each week. Talking to Alaysia is a lot of fun and catching up with her and finding out what's going on with her life and making plans for other fun things that we're going to do. We've got a list of things that we'd love to do, so it just gives you something really to look forward to.
That's a good point of view, too, because, you know, lives today, yours, both of your lives, all three of yours, I mean, we have lots of ups and downs and lots of different things going on, and to have that one constant is really nice, you know, to be able to do that. Alaysia, is there anything else you want to say?
Nah.
How about you, Amy?
Not that I can think of.
Well, I want to thank you for being here. On behalf of SLB and the Children's Museum, we have a pass. You can enjoy the museum. There's stuff here for older kids, too, so I think you'll find stuff you like, Alaysia. And you can go today or another day.
Thank you.
Bring some other people with you if you want. And thank you for coming. Cheryl, thank you as well. Anything else you wanted to mentioned?
No, I just wanted to, I've had the pleasure to watch these two in action at some of our events, and I do say that whenever they're together, they do make whatever they do fun.
They have a lot of good spirit. They look like they've been sisters for a lot longer than 9 months. Thank you for being with us, both of you, and happy Halloween. Are you going to go out trick-or-treating?
Yeah.
Maybe you'll stop at our house. We'll tell you our address after we get off the air, but what are you going to be?
A boy.
I love it. I went as a girl once, and it was pretty outrageous. I still remember it. Are you going to go too?
Yes, actually.
What are you
going to
be?
I am going to be a genie. I'll be handing out Halloween candy as
like
a genie.
Like on I Dream of Genie,
yes,
maybe?
Yes, yep.
I love it. That sounds good. Well, enjoy. And Cheryl, are you going to go out? You're going to dress up?
No, but I'll be handing out candy.
Well, happy Halloween, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
More information about how you can get involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh is available at bbbspittsburgh.org or 412-363-6100. Visit slbradio.org to listen to additional Big Brother Big Sister of the Month segments made possible with financial support from Supercuts, a family-friendly salon.